I want us to think this morning about a question. How well do we listen? Jesus often made a statement, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, chapter 13 and verse 9, chapter 13 and verse 43, or at least three verses that makes this statement. We've been studying on Sunday evening about the seven churches of Asia. And to these churches, Scripture says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, 11, 17, 29, chapter 3, verse 6, verse 13, and verse 22. Saying such as this inform us that what is being said is very important. So we need to listen. We need to pay attention. Over in Mark, the fourth chapter, there at verse 23 beginning, is one of the places where Jesus makes such a statement. "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, take heed what you hear. For with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath." Having ears to hear. Jesus had the same problem that we have today. Sometimes we simply do not listen to what's being said, or we don't listen so as to understand what's being said. I know as I get older, I hear less, and sometimes I have to ask what's said. Sometimes I hear words, but I don't understand the words that are spoken. And I know I'm probably not the only one with such an issue, but even when we can hear good, when we understand the words that are spoken, sometimes we really don't pay attention to what's being said. I can still hear my father tell me, "Boy, you better listen to what I say." I knew exactly what he meant. He didn't mean just hear the words. He wanted me to pay attention, to get the message of what he was saying. Sometimes today we don't really appreciate the importance of listening. We listen all the time. When we're not listening to each other, we're listening to some form of our modern day media, television or phone. Sometimes we listen to reading words on a page. And when I read my daily Bible reading, I sometimes find myself just calling words. And my mind is somewhere way off out yonder in the distance. But I can still call words. I read the words on the page. And then sometimes I stop and wonder, "Well, what did you just read?" And so I go back and I read it again. Because I call the words in my mind, but I didn't really pay attention to what was being said. And so, the concern that Jesus had was the concern that we need to have today. How well do we listen? Take heed what you hear. First of all, I want to suggest to you that there are three types, at least three types of listeners. There may be more, but we're going to talk about three of them. First, there are those who are dull of hearing, as described in Scripture. Matthew chapter 13, at verse 13, Jesus said, "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not." neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed dross, glazed over. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes are closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Or in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, there in verse 11, the writer says, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Now understand, the book of Hebrews does contain some things that are rather difficult to understand. So does the book of Romans, as well as most of all the other books in the Bible, but these two in particular. Some of them take a lot of diligent study to be able to understand and comprehend what's being said. And this is a quotation here. And Paul said, I believe he, the writer of the book of Hebrews, I have many things to say and hard to be uttered, and hard to say. Sometimes preachers have this problem. Some things they need to say, they're hard to say for various reasons. But here the writer says, seeing you're dull of hearing. Sometimes it's hard to explain things to a person that has this problem. They hear words, but don't understand really what's being said. Many times the fault is not with the subject material, nor is the fault with the one who is presenting the material. But many times the fault is simply with the listener. And that's because, as he described, their hearts are gross. They've been glazed over. And we understand the Bible use of the word heart is the mind, the ability of the intellect, the ability to think and to reason. People have hardened themselves to the point that they aren't willing to listen, so this prevents them from understanding truth. It prevents them from turning to God and being saved by God. Now, I would surmise that no one really wants to be this type of listener. But the Bible also describes some who have itching ears, the King James Version says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. If you read that in the New American Standard update version, 95 edition, it reads this way. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears of truth and turn aside to myths. King James Version says fables. King James Version says, having itching ears, turn away from truth and turn to fables. They'll heap to themselves teachers. Their ears, they want to be tickled. They want to hear what they want to hear. They only listen to that which is pleasing to them. I have a tremendous aversion to commercials on TV. This irritates me to no end. I don't want to listen to them. But sometimes I switch channels so I don't have to listen to the commercial. I detest them. Most of them. There's a few that are sort of comical that you can listen to, but I just don't like to listen to them. There are a lot of people that are like that in regard to Scripture. There's some parts of Scripture that they don't like to listen to. In fact, I saw in the Red Bay News just, I believe, this past week, they had a little box in there with a quotation of Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. That passage said, we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And I wondered, why did they put verse 27 in there with it? You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you Has it been baptized into Christ? Have put on Christ? And put that in there. I don't know why they didn't. But I suspect I know why they didn't. Because they don't like to talk about baptism. People don't like to hear that the scripture teaches you have to be baptized to be saved. So they don't like to listen to those kind of things. There's a reason for this admonition that's given here in 2 Timothy chapter 4. When he says there in verse 2 that these people simply did not want to listen. A time will come when they went, and that verse won't come to me right now, so I'll just have to turn and read it. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, there at verse 2, when Paul told Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And I understand what Paul told Timothy to do. Preach the word. Be ready at all times. Then he said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And that's the reason for this admonition. For the time will come. It's time to come when they won't endure sound doctrine. These are people who don't want to listen to the plain, unadulterated Word of God. They want to hear what they want to hear. But in there, it describes the honest and good heart. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15, but that on the good ground, this is in the parable of the sower, that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Hearing with an honest and good heart. The Bereans were listeners of this kind. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. The text says these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And search the scripture daily to see if the things taught were so. They received it with all readiness of mind. The New King James Version says, fair-minded. They were willing to give a fair and honest hearing to what was being said. And when they gave it a fair and honest hearing, then they received it with all readiness. This is the kind of listener that we want to be. And with those thoughts in mind, I want us to think about some reasons why good listening is important. Some reasons based on Scripture. It is essential to being blessed. Back in Matthew chapter 13, there at verse 16, it talks about the blessing that we have. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Blessed are your eyes, they've seen, and your ears, they've heard. Paul talks about this being a mystery, which another age is not revealed, but now has been revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. Then he said, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 3. In other ages it's not revealed, but now it's revealed. And Jesus said, blessed are your eyes, for they've seen, and your ears, for they've heard. Those who are willing to listen, there are wonderful things to learn that pertain to the blessings that are available in Christ. As Paul said, Ephesians 1 verse 3, all spiritual blessings are in Christ. We can't miss out on these blessings. We must not miss out on these blessings. But the only way we can have these blessings is if we're willing to listen. It is absolutely essential to saving faith. Remember Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 1, verse 16 and 17, Paul talks about the gospel being the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also the Greek. And in verse 17, he points out that in the gospel is contained the righteousness of God. And so it is absolutely essential to have this faith that saves. If we want to have that, we have to listen to the Word of God. And it comes through the proclamation of the gospel. Paul would say in Romans chapter 10 and verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And it's in this context that we noted verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall they call on him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Yes, one can gain faith by reading God's word. Remember John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, when the text says, many of the signs proved to Jesus in the presence of his disciples were not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. We understand that that which produces our faith in Jesus Christ is what's written. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and believe you might have life through his name. That's the purpose of the scriptures being written for us. And so we must listen to what we read, what we study from God's word. And so I need to ask myself a question periodically. Does my listening hinder the development of my faith? Also understand that good listening is essential to bearing fruit. Remember Luke chapter 8, in the parable of the sower there in verse 15, but that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You don't bring forth fruit with patience until after you have heard the word. The only kind of soil, the only kind of heart that bears fruit is the one that listens properly. Bearing fruit comes from understanding the grace of God. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. Paul said, which is coming to you as it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day you heard it. How did it bear fruit in them? Since the day they heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. It bore fruit after they heard it. Colossians are bearing fruit since the day they knew. The New American Standard Version says since the day they understood the grace of God in truth. Take hearing to be able to understand. Only by listening well can we understand God's grace and be motivated to bear fruit to his glory. Take good listening. Notice also that good listening is essential to avoid drifting away. In Hebrews chapter 2, beginning verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Giving earnest heed, that means paying very close and careful attention to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels will satisfy us in every transgression and disobedience, receive a just recompense and reward. Here's the question. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? If the word spoken by angels or God's messengers was steadfast, it was sure. And every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense and reward. Punishment was meted out to those who didn't keep the word spoken by God's messengers in the past. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That salvation was spoken to us by those who heard the Lord. It was confirmed to us by them. And so there's no doubt about it. To avoid drifting, we have to pay very close attention. Poor listening is very often the first step into apostasy. Not really paying attention to what God's Word specifically says. It's also essential to avoid rejection and condemnation. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, there beginning at verse 14, whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. If they didn't listen, they're going to be destroyed, just like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, because they didn't listen. Remember, God sent his angel, a messenger, into the city to get Lot, his family. And even some of Lot's family wouldn't listen. His son-in-law looked upon him as just being some foolish man. No one would listen to what was being spoken. It is essential. Matthew chapter 12, there verse 41 and 42. He said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Are we going to listen to what the Word of God says? When the queen came to hear about the wisdom of Solomon, you remember what she said? The have wasn't told me. It's more than what I heard. She saw it. And he said, behold, a greater than Solomon. The city of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. Behold, a greater than Jonah is here. In Acts chapter 13, beginning of verse 44, it said, the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Now listen to the rest of this verse. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. When they heard this, they were glad that God had determined the Gentiles could be saved through the preaching of the word of God. The rejection and condemnation is not limited to just those individuals that we talked about, but to us today. If we fail to hear God's word, he's going to reject us. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So it's essential to listen to God's word to avoid rejection and condemnation. Now let's talk just a little bit about some suggestions for better listening. Remember Hebrews 5 verse 11, some are dull of hearing, have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. But there's some things that we can do to improve our hearing. I suggest to you that we need to make listening an act of worship. We're going to be reading, studying in our Sunday morning class about Nehemiah and the third return to Jerusalem. And in that text, it records Ezra standing up to read the Word of God. and made a pulpit of wood. He stood up to read. The people listened from morning till midday, standing up. Now let that sink in just a little bit. Ezra read from the Word of God from morning till midday, and all the people listened. How we listen to God's Word is as much an indication of our devotion to God as how we pray or sing. So I suggest to you, listen with a worshipful attitude. How well would you listen to some great, renowned speaker? I don't know of any politicians we have today that are great, renowned speakers. In days gone by, we had a few. And someone of the caliber of some of our former politicians came to speak. This building wouldn't hold them. People want to hear what they had to say. But today we don't seem to really want to understand and learn what the Word of God says. It seems to me the Word of God would deserve as much attention as some well-known public figure. Let me suggest to you also listen from first to last. Pay attention all the way through. You don't expect to understand a good novel by simply reading a sentence or two here and there. In order to understand a good novel or a mystery or whatever you like to read, you understand you have to read it from the beginning to the end. So in listening, sentences, phrases, and words need to be understood. They need to be heard in light of their context. Obviously, the speaker has a responsibility to speak so as people can understand. I've heard speakers that were very educated that use words that I didn't understand. I don't have too much problem with that because I don't know a lot of them big words. But I've known speakers that just spoke over the audience's head. Nobody really understood what they were talking about. So I understand the speaker has some responsibility in this. But nevertheless, we as listeners have a responsibility to listen, to pay very close attention from the beginning to the end. Looking at the speaker aids concentration. Now, I know it requires a lot of effort to look at someone that don't look very pretty like me. I've seen some people that stood in a pulpit like this that was a whole lot easier to look at than it is to look at me. But that aside, looking at a speaker helps you to focus and to concentrate on what's being said. It helps you develop a longer attention span. And as you're listening, you need to read along in your own Bible. You remember more of what you both see and hear than you do of what you simply hear. That's the reason we have visual aids, to help you to remember what's being said. That's the reason I spent some time developing the PowerPoints. They're not fancy, but they have some of the main points of the lesson there where you can read them for yourself. And you can see the passages of Scripture that are used. You can look them up in your own Bible, and you can read them. I suggest to you also that you listen with faith. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning verse 1, the text says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Why did the word not profit them? They didn't believe it. It takes faith. You have to have a willingness to accept and believe what is shown to be the revealed will of God. Yes, you need to check it like the Bereans did. They searched the Scripture to see if the things taught were so. That's part of your responsibility. If you find it to be true, you need to be willing to accept it. Then you need to listen to do. The people in Ezekiel's day loved to hear him. was for the wrong reason. Ezekiel chapter 33, beginning verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, say, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. They're telling everybody, come listen to what's being said. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. Listening to a song that you really enjoy listening to, but you don't really pay attention to the words. You're unwilling to do what you hear. That's the way they were in regard to Ezekiel. So do we listen because of how well we like the speaker who is standing before us? Do we listen because of how well he presents his lesson? I know some preachers that I just really enjoy listening to, because they are very proficient in presenting a lesson. As we say sometimes, they can just hold an audience spellbound. Just hold them in the palm of their hand. They can make an audience laugh. They can make an audience cry. They just have that special gift. And they're really pleasant to listen to. I know a faithful gospel preacher. If I call his name, many of you know him. And I really enjoy listening to. But at the same time, he's a very effective speaker. He teaches God's word simply. Easy to be understood. But he's a very effective speaker. We must hear and do if it's going to profit us any. That's what James talks about in James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. You may be a forgetful hearer and not a doer of the word. He's like a man that looks into a mirror and goes away and straightway forgets what kind of person he is. He said you need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Take both. And so listen to do. How well do we listen? To be blessed in what we do is the goal of these thoughts on listening. Listening to God is vitally important. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Hear, and ye shall live. It's essential for the good of our soul to hear God's word. Sometimes God doesn't listen to us because there are sins between us and him. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. The Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save. His ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Sometimes God doesn't listen to us because of our sin. We've got to get rid of them first. We've got to talk to God about our sin. But if we'll listen to God, he'll extend his mercy. Again, in Isaiah chapter 55, and verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Return to God. He'll have mercy. We have to listen to him. This word is offered through Jesus, God's Son. Luke chapter 9, verse 35, came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And the other passages tell us that anyone who will not hear that prophet, the prophet God would raise up like unto Moses, anyone that would not hear that prophet would be destroyed from among the people. We have to hear Jesus Christ. And so the question arises, have you heeded him? Have you paid attention to what he said through obeying his word? Or does Jesus' question in Luke chapter 6, verse 46 apply to you? When Jesus said there, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? How well do we listen? As they say, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. The proof of whether or not we listen to God's word is in the doing. If I'm not doing what the Lord requires of me, then I'm really not listening. So each of us needs to examine ourselves, as Paul told the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13 to verse 5. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. That means put yourself to the test. We have to examine ourselves and see if we are indeed doing what the Lord requires of us. Challenge you to listen and to listen well. Not just to me. I'm just simply a messenger. That's what Paul said. Who then is Apollos? Who is Paul? We're just ministers by whom you believe. That's all. And you need to examine what I say. Make sure it's the truth. If it's the truth, believe it and obey it. So have you listened to God's word? Truly listened in the sense that you're willing to do what it says? If you're in this audience and you realize that you haven't, we'd urge you to think very seriously about the condition of your soul. If you've never been baptized for the remission of your sins, you're not a part of the Lord's church, because he only adds those to the church who have been saved through obedience to the gospel. If you have obeyed the gospel, you've been baptized for the remission of your sin, been added to the Lord's family, and you realize there's sin in your life, you need to repent of it and ask God to forgive you. If you accept the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and sing for your encouragement.